إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves. We also seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and he is the final messenger of Allah. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-hadi, hadyu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of matters are those matters which have been newly innovated and introduced into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed, every newly innovated and introduced act of worship in this religion is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance is in the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O you who believe, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever is obedient, whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. Ibadallah, people, mankind, they were in darkness. The darkness of kufr, of disbelief, of dalala, misguidance, of being distant and far away from their Lord. The people, all of mankind, was in a state of darkness. The darkness of oppression, the darkness of wars and killing and fighting. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He summarized the state of mankind before the coming of Islam. He said, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. That you were on the edge of the pit of the fire. This was the state of all of mankind before the coming of Islam. That they were on the edge of the pit of a fire. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He chose a man from amongst mankind, from the same creation of human beings. And He chose this man in order to save the people and take the people away from this darkness. He chose a man in order to save the people from the edge of the pit of this fire. This man, He came in order to enlighten the path and the way of the people. He came in order to attach the people and the hearts of the people to their Lord. This man, He came in order to teach and educate and cultivate mankind upon those things which are beneficial for them in this life and also in the hereafter. This man, He was chosen, He was sent, and He came in order to give the people knowledge and insight regarding their Lord, regarding their Creator, their Mun'im, the one who has given them blessings. He was sent in order to teach the people and educate the people how to worship their Lord, in order to teach the people and show them the different avenues and the different paths in which a person can acquire and achieve the pleasure of their Lord. This man, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent him, he chose him, and he came in order to cultivate the people, cultivate all of mankind upon lofty, good, beautiful manners, in order for the people to fulfill the rights that are upon them, in order for the people to fulfill the responsibilities that are upon them. He came in order to teach us and to teach all of mankind how to live with each other in peace, how to fulfill the rights of everybody. This man, he was sent by Allah Azza wa Jal, and he came with the solution to the problems of all of the societies. This man, he is the Prophet of Allah. He is a Prophet of Islam. He is a Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim. And Hashim was from the tribe of the Quraysh. And the Quraysh, they're a tribe from amongst the Arabs. Rather, Quraysh was a tribe which was the best of the tribes of the Arabs, the most honorable and the strongest tribe from amongst the tribes of the Arabs. They were the chiefs and the leaders of the Arab. And the Arabs, they are from Dhurriyat Ismail, from the children of Ismail, the Prophet of Allah. And he was a son of Ibrahim, who was the Khalil of Allah. Alayhima wa ala nabiyyina afdal as-salatu wa taslim. This man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, Rasulullah, Nabiullah, he lived for 63 years. 40 of these 63 years he lived before prophethood. And then 23 years he lived as a prophet and a messenger. His place in which he was born was the sacred and blessed city of Mecca. And he migrated to Medina, and he died in Medina. Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent his messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to warn the people away from shirk and to call the people to at-tawheed. When he went to the mountains and Allah revealed upon him, iqra, read or recite by this ayah, he became a prophet. And then a short while later, when Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to him the ayah, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, then by this he became a messenger. A messenger who was to go out and spread the message of Islam, the message of At-Tawheed, the warning against Ash-Shirk to the people. Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O one who is wrapped up in a garment, Qum fa'andhir, stand, arise, go out to the people, go carry the message of Islam. Qum fa'andhir, get up and warn the people away from ashirk, from worshipping other than Allah, from worshipping idols and stones and trees, and instead call them to tawheed, to purify the worship of Allah. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and exalt and honor the name of your Lord, and exalt and honor your Lord with a tawheed and with true ibadah. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, and purify your garments, meaning purify your actions from shirk. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ, and the idols, then boycott them, stay away from them, stay away from idols, stay away from idol worship, stay away from those people who worship idols. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave this man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest mu'jiza, the greatest miracle. It is his book, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And he only gave him this book in order to guide the people away from this darkness ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك ألف لام را the book which we have revealed to you لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور in order for you to take the people take mankind away from darkness towards light بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ with the permission of their Lord. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent His Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance in order for people to follow His guidance. And He sent him with ad-deen al-haq, with a true religion, the religion of truth, in order to show the people the way to paradise. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ He is the one who has sent his messenger with huda, with true guidance, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ with a true religion. And this religion, the religion of truth, this is the one that will be victorious. The religion of truth, al-Islam, this is the religion which will be aided and supported by Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever wants to hate this can hate this. And whoever wants to plot against Islam can plot. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ In order for the religion of Allah to be victorious and apparent and gain ascendancy over all of the other systems, over all of the other religions, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ Even if the mushrikun hate it. And Allah said in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطَفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ They want to extinguish, they desire to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouth. وَيَأْبَ اللَّهِ وَيَأْبَ اللَّهِ Yet Allah refuses, إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ Except that His light becomes prevalent, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ Even if the disbelievers hate it. This kind Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the people. He came to the people with a message of mercy. He came to the people with the religion of mercy. The most merciful sent him. And he described him and said regarding him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We did not send you except as a mercy to all of the creation. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a glad tiding, with happy news. He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a warning. And He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a witness. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, he was sent with the glad tiding that whoever obeys him has obeyed Allah. And whoever obeys Allah through the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the glad tidings of entering into Jannah. And the warning that whoever disobeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and therefore disobeys Allah through the disobedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for him is a warning of the fire and the painful punishment. And he sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shahidan ala nas, as a witness over the people, as a witness over mankind, that the proofs have been established and the message has been conveyed. Ya ayyuha nabi, O Prophet, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a witness, wa mubashiran, and one who gives the glad tidings to the people, wa nadhira, and as a warner. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ We did not send you except for all of the people, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ However, most of the people, they do not know. The beloved Prophet of Islam, the kind, noble Prophet of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu wassalam, He said regarding his own message, his own mission, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ Indeed, I have only been sent in order to perfect the good manners. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his perfect and good lofty manners. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are upon lofty manners and good ethics. Even the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who harmed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fought against him and fought against his followers and tried to prevent and block the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam reaching the people, even they bore witness and they appreciated the lofty manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he was al-Amin, he was the trustworthy one. He was al-Sadiq, the one who spoke the truth. He was al-Hakim, the one who was wise. And they would go to him before he was a prophet in order to solve their problems. The people at his time, they were in darkness. They were in misguidance. And they were an illiterate people. And Allah Azza wa Jal chose him and sent him as an unlettered prophet, meaning a prophet, a man who is not able to write, nor is he able to read. And therefore anything he came with hadn't been taken from previous scriptures, but rather it was revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ. He, Allah, he is the one who sent amongst the unlettered people, رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, a messenger from amongst themselves. And what was his mission? Why was he sent? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, in order for him to recite upon them his ayat. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, in order for him to teach the people the book. وَالْحِكْمَةَ, in order for him to teach mankind wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And this is despite the fact that before this, they were upon misguidance. The Prophet of Islam, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu taslim, came in order to call the people, to call the people to Allah, to call the people to worship Allah, to call the people and teach the people everything in which there is goodness and benefit for the people in this life and in the hereafter. And he came with strong evidences. He came with knowledge. He came with proofs. And he came with light from Nur from Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, O Muhammad, to the people, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my path. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. I call to Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرًا. Upon basira, upon insight and knowledge and evidences and signs and miracles from Allah. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Me and all those who follow me. وَسُبْحَانَ. And all glories for Allah. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I am not from those people who ascribe partners to Allah in worship. The noble Prophet of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he came and he desired and wanted goodness for the people. He desired and wanted guidance for the people. He used to see his society, his community, his family and his tribe members in misguidance, in darkness, oppressing each other, the rich oppressing the poor, the powerful oppressing the weak. Oppression, stinginess, desires, worldly desires, paganism. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was worried by this, troubled by this, so much so that he would go out to the mountains and spend days and nights and weeks in the mountains worrying and thinking and pondering over the state of society. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And indeed a messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves. Are you a human, a person, a man like the other humans? عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. That which worries you is of a great concern to him. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Focused on your benefit. وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And to the believers, he's Ra'uf, he's kind and tolerant and Rahim, and he's merciful. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. يَا أُمَّةَ الْإِسْلَامِ. This is your prophet, the Prophet of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent him to save the people and to save you from the fire. You believed in the Messenger of Allah, and therefore you believed in Allah, and you enter into the Jannah of Allah. However, this noble Prophet, this kind Prophet of ours, he has rights which are obligatory upon every single Muslim. Whoever utters Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and utters Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then this word, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, it has rights. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rights upon us even after his death. And therefore, from the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, number one is al-Iman, is that we have Iman in him. We believe in him. We have faith in him. And this is from the principles of the religion, the core tenets of the religion, an obligation upon every single Muslim to have Iman in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even a Jew and a Christian who says that I accept all of Islam, every teaching of Islam I accepted, At-Tawheed I accepted, La ilaha illallah I accepted, but I want to remain upon the ways of or the teachings of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. Even if he is truthful in following the teachings of Isa, Jesus alayhi salam. Or the Jew who says that I accept all of Islam, all of the teachings of Islam, and I accept La ilaha illallah, but I want to follow the true teachings of Musa alayhi salam. As long as they don't accept and follow Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the Prophet of Islam, then they remain as disbelievers. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So believe in Allah and believe in His Messenger. وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. And believe in the light which we have revealed to Him. وَمَن لَّمْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And whoever does not believe in Allah, whoever does not have Iman in Allah, and does not have Iman in the Messenger of Allah, فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. Then we have prepared for the disbelievers a severe punishment. And therefore, whoever does not have al-Iman in the Messenger of Allah, then this person is a disbeliever. The second right of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon every single one of you as Muslims is al-Mahabba, that you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is more worthy? Which human being and which man is more worthy and deserving of the love of the Muslims? He came and he sacrificed his life and his years and his blood, his property, his honor in order for your guidance and the guidance of all of mankind. And therefore, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an obligation upon every single Muslim. Rather, we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our fathers, more than our mothers, more than our children, more than our friends, rather even more than ourselves. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you truly believes, Hatta akuna ahabba ilay, until I am more beloved to him, min walidihi, than his own child, than his own father, wa waladihi, and his own child, wan nasi ajma'in, and all of the people. Also from the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us is to show obedience to him, is to show obedience to him in everything which he has commanded. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was only sent in order for us to follow his ways in worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And this is the result of true love. If a person truly loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he follows his ways and he follows his sunnah. And the one who claims to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but leaves off his sunnah, leaves off his way, and instead innovates into the religion of Allah, worships Allah in a way which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not worship, then this person hasn't actualized his love of Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ati'u Allah, show obedience to Allah, wa ati'u Rasul, and show obedience to the Messenger. وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, and do not cause your actions to be annulled. And Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ, show obedience to Allah, وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ, and show obedience to the Messenger. وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ, and do not turn away from him and you hear. from the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us is that we follow the guidance and of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in times of fitan, in times of differing, in times of discord, in times of problems, in times of fitna, trials and tribulations, that we follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is even more important in our time today, when there is much differing amongst the people. And there are much fitna, many calamities and afflictions and oppressions and humiliation that is upon the ummah. And nowadays, we find the people that if there is some differing amongst them, or if there is some fitna that comes to them, they leave off the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this one he goes towards siyasa, towards politics. And this one he goes towards hizbiyya, making groups and parties. And this one he goes towards insulting the rulers, the Muslim rulers, and talking about the Muslim rulers. And this one he goes towards at-takfir, holding the Muslims to be non-Muslims, saying this ruler is a kafir ruler. And this one he goes towards at-tabdi', calling people to be innovators, saying this one is an innovator because of a difference between the people. And yet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives long amongst you, indeed will see much differing. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Upon you is my sunnah, my teachings, my guidance, my advice. وَسُنَّةُ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. And the teaching and the guidance and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. Hold on to it with your molar teeth. Bite on to it with your molar teeth. From the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon every single Muslim is to affirm and testify and accept to the truthfulness of everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. The prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to testify to it. Everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that happened in the previous nations and the previous umam, the previous generations, we have to accept it. Everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us regarding ilm al-ghayb, the matters of the unseen, we have to testify to it. Everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied in the future, the coming of the Dajjal, the coming of the Mahdi, the sending of Isa alayhi salam, all of the signs of the hour, then we have to believe in it and we have to accept and testify to it. From the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we do not worship Allah except according to the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we leave off the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we start worshipping Allah and doing acts of worship which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions did not do, if we start innovating into the religion of Allah and saying this is a good innovation, this is bid'atun hasana, then what is the point of the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this one prays according to what he sees as being good. And he says this is a bid'ah hasana, this is a good innovation. And this one makes dhikr of Allah according to how he sees it is good to make dhikr of Allah. And he says that this is bid'atun hasana. And this one celebrates days and birthdays and events and anniversaries and deaths according to what he sees as being good. And then he says this is bid'atun hasana. And this one makes up new festivals and new Eid. And he says that this is bid'atun hasana. Therefore, what is the point or the benefit of the sending of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? From amongst the right of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we give da'wah, we call to the call of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we carry his message even after his death. We teach the people to love the Prophet. We learn and we know about the seerah of the Prophet, and we teach our children, our family, the Muslims, about the life and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, when he died, many of them left Medina. Some of them went to Sham, and others to Iraq, and others towards the west, and others towards the east, in order to carry and fulfill the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon every single Muslim is to honor him and to exalt him and to maintain and protect his honor. For indeed our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the most pious of mankind. He was the best of mankind. He had the highest status in front of Allah from amongst mankind. And therefore honoring and exalting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his right after his death. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, so that you may believe in Allah and that you may believe in the Messenger of Allah. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, and that you may exalt and honor him. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. أيها المسلمون, يا أمة الإسلام, يا أتباع محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام, from the greatest rights and the most obligatory of rights upon every single Muslim is that we defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We defend his honor in his lifetime, and also we defend his honor after he has passed away. It's upon us to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through defending his sunnah. And this is done by clarifying the innovations and refuting the innovations and speaking against the people of innovation. When we stand here on the pulpit and we say that this is an innovation and this is a bid'ah, we only do this in order to defend the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we stand and we speak against the people of innovation, those who call to innovations, then we only speak against them and clarify their doubts in order to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defend the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and fulfill this obligation and this right, which is an obligation upon every single Muslim, and also upon the Muslims, upon every single one of you, is to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the mockery of the disbelievers and the mockery of the munafiqun, the hypocrites, whatever the type of mockery is. So it's not permitted for us that we take part in jokes about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we laugh at the jokes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not permitted for a Muslim to look at the films which mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not permitted for a Muslim to look at the cartoons, the pictures and images which mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something which is a great obligation, and it is a great danger for whoever mocks the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and any aspect from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then this person has disbelieved in the message of Allah. And yet, despite this, despite the obligation of defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we say that every single Muslim has to know that which is permitted for him to do and that which is not permitted for him to do. Every Muslim has to know his level of responsibility, that which Allah has made him responsible for, and those things which Allah has made the Muslim rulers and the Muslim state responsible for. And all of you will have heard over the last couple of days that which happened in France, the killing of those people who mocked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through cartoons. And this action, the killing of 12 or 13 people, whether they were the journalists or they were the police officers or anybody else, then no doubt this is a crime. And before this, we say that those people, those journalists who were killed and they mocked by drawing cartoons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are also criminals. They are criminals in the sight of Islam. But on top of this, we say that it is not permitted for any Muslim in defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to start taking actions in his own hands. Islam does not permit people to be vigilantes. Islam does not permit individuals as individuals to then establish the punishments of Allah, the hudud Allah, or to seek revenge in the name of Allah. Islam does not permit us as individuals to start calling out for jihad or start calling out for khilafah or to appoint one of ourselves as the khalifa over all of the Muslims. So we say that that which happened in France, the killing of those criminals who mocked Islam and the Prophet of Islam, then that in itself is a crime. And the obligation upon the Muslim is to know his own responsibility. It's a crime that you don't practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a crime that we don't grow a beard like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew a beard. It's a crime that we innovate into the religion of Allah. All of this is a crime against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims, know your responsibilities, know your obligations, fulfill your responsibilities, fulfill your obligations, and allow the others to fulfill their obligations. سبحان ربك رب العزة إما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة